Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on?
Anytime you start like this, I already know you're going to have a good day today.
I am already having a good day today. I hope you listening are having a good day today.
It's been very productive. For a Monday, I think, I don't know, it's like, it's almost 2 right now. Mm-hmm. And I feel good where the day is headed.
Yeah, me too.
Even though we could have woken up way earlier than we did.
Guys,
we woke up at 7:30.
I actually woke up, like, eyes open, aware of life at 6 a.m.
Aware of life.
And then I kind of, like, you know, put my stuff away. Like, I mean, I, like, got back cozy. Then my alarm went off again at, like, 6:20. And then I ended up just, like, going on my phone looking at restaurants for my sister's birthday, which is nice of me. But also, like, I could have gotten up, gotten ready, and gone to the gym. Because we always talk about how the gym is like, it doesn't take that long. But like to get ready for the gym, to get to the gym, to do the gym, to get back home from the gym, it's like 2 hours.
I was so mad when you told me that you're setting up the alarm last night for 6 a.m. to go to the gym. You know why?
Why are you?
Because I was doing the same thing.
Okay.
And we haven't talked about going to the gym. Like it was just a thing that you decided to do, right? So I was like, you know, I'm gonna show Allie. I'm gonna wake up tomorrow at 6 a.m. and I'm gonna just go to the gym, right? So then I'm just like in bed setting up my alarm, and then I look over, and Allie is setting up her alarm.
No,
what? And then she actually showed me. She's like 6 a.m. I'm like, damn, where are you going? I'm going to the gym, and I was just like, damn.
Yeah, because we both have been kind of like off our gym game a little bit.
I wanted to wake up and surprise you and be like, let's go to the gym right now. But you were already on it.
The funny thing is, I still woke up first.
Yeah. So then we ended up going to the gym. Instead of 6 a.m., we went to the gym at 7:15.
No.
I got out of bed at 7:15.
Yeah, so we got to the gym at 8. So we were done with the workout at 9:15. So we got home at 9:30.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. If everything would have shifted by an hour, we would have been done with the gym. Like, I'm in this obsessive mindset where I'm like, let me wake up at 4.
Yes.
And then get to the gym by 5. And then be done with my workout by 6.
You know what you always
do? And then go home at 6:15, 6:30. It's like, boom, that would be insane.
That would be insane, right? You know what I don't like that you do?
What?
And it annoys me every time you do, but it's okay. Like, I understand it.
I already know.
It's like, let's say we woke up at 7:15 and we're on our way to the gym at 7:30, right? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking like, yo, this is early. Nobody's out. In our area, 7:30, shit is not open yet.
Yeah.
So you have this feeling of like, I'm ahead of time. Mm-hmm. I'm ahead of the world. You know, everybody's still sleeping or getting ready.
Yeah.
To some people listening at 7:30, like, damn, that's late. What the fuck are you doing in New York? But I don't know. This is how it is in this area, okay?
Okay.
The stores open a little late. So then I'm thinking, I'm feeling all good about myself. All right, let's go. It's a Monday. I'm on top of my shit. And then Alia says, imagine if it was like 5 a.m. right now.
I do that.
I'm like, why? Why?
Because I always feel, because you know why? Imagine being done.
Imagine it was 6 a.m. Like, it takes away how I'm feeling already.
Because I feel like it's not early enough. Because guess what? You get to the gym by 7:30 or 7:45.
I don't disagree.
You still finish your workout somehow at 9.
I don't disagree with that.
Like, I want to be done with my workout at 7.
You know, you want to be done with your workout at 6. Okay? But I get what you're saying. And you're not saying anything wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
But when it's already 7:30 and the day is happening and we're going to the thing.
I just wish it was
6:30. What's the point of bringing that up? Imagine it was 3 a.m. right now.
You know, that's just what I do, okay?
It's just this is like pointless negativity.
It's not necessarily negative. I think it's like I want to motivate.
I don't mean it's negative, but when I'm feeling like, see, I'll be walking and be like, man, it's good.
You feel really proud of yourself.
I don't feel that proud, but I feel happy that I'm on my way to the gym that early. Yeah. You know, to me, going to the gym, that's like, that's when I should go to the gym.
And you know another thing too, is like when we went to the gym today, we got there at what, 8?
Yeah.
Imagine if we got there at 7. And also another thing too, the gym is weirdly packed at 8. Makes me wonder like what type of jobs you y'all got, which is always something I think about when I'm at the gym. But I'm also thinking like, so what time in the morning, how early do I have to be at the gym that there's like shit open?
You know, you shouldn't be... Back to the point earlier, and I will answer this question, is that 7:30 is not early, really, to go to the gym. You shouldn't be like, oh, I'm so proud of myself, you know? Like, if you go to the gym at like 6 and you're at the gym at 6.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
That's different.
But that means I have to wake up at 5.
Yes.
Because it takes me a while.
So that's some proud shit right there. 7:30, it's almost like normal. That's when people just wake up.
Yeah, but I've already been up, got ready, had a snack, I'm on the way somewhere. I'm not still in bed waking up at 7:30.
Yeah, you're
right. But anyways.
Welcome back to the What's... Let's say it together, all right? You ready?
Welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast. My name is Yoni Poto. I'm your favorite host in the world.
Why are we the same person?
We're not. And then my name is Alia Zaitza, your other host. And we are very happy to have you here listening. If you're a first time listener, welcome. I hope this is going to be a great episode because I got that good energy.
Okay, if this is your first podcast episode.
Today we are talking about best friends, homies, the ride or dies. I don't know what other term you use for best friends. Your BFF for life.
BFF stopped in what year?
I don't know. Do like young kids still call their best friends BFFs?
When I was young, I didn't use BFF.
I think it's more of a girl thing. I definitely, at first, I also didn't know. Someone had to explain to me what BFF was because I didn't know what it meant.
Oh,
and
really?
Then there's also like BFFLs, which what is like best friends for life, because BFF is best friends forever. And then BFFL is best friend for life, because forever and for life is not the same thing. Anyways. So we're talking about best friends, and we want to specifically touch on how the idea of the best friend, a best friend, changes from childhood to adulthood.
Yes. Childhood best friend, I think, is very different than when you're an adult. You expect different things from your best friend.
So what would you say makes a best friend?
Today. What makes a best friend today?
Okay.
Okay. What makes a best friend a best friend is someone that, you know, like when you call someone and you just feel like you can tell them anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean we have to hang out every day. You can be in totally different countries or different states. To me, obviously, you've had to live in the same city at some point. I'm not talking about like an online friend, right?
Yeah.
And I can just call you and we can talk about basketball game, football. We can talk about like, you know, I don't know, marriage, anything. Unfiltered.
Yeah.
To me, that's a best friend. Someone that I can, you know, if I'm down, I can call them. If I'm up, I can call them.
So you're telling me that you don't have to like hang out often.
No. I don't have to hang out often because... I'm thinking about someone right now that there's a few people like that I can call and they're my best friends. Yes, we used to live in the same area and even then we didn't hang out every day. Like we're grown. People got work. Some people got kids. It's not like when you're a kid and you can just go at the park and you just play from from noon until it's time to go eat.
Or like you see each other at school every day because you go to school every
day. When you're an adult, there's shit happening, but you can have an adult best friend relationship.
Okay, so for you, it doesn't include necessarily like spending time
physically
together.
No.
Okay, what about, can I say mine?
Yeah, please tell me.
So for me today, even though we'll get more into my opinion.
Oh shit! You know that's coming every episode.
No. But I would say for me, I definitely, I'm a person that I need that quality time. Like that quality time to me is everything. Of course, what matters just as much is chemistry, connection, like being on the same page, like being aligned in life. That I just need that with any type of friend. Like I'm not even talking about like my best friend, whatever that means, but any type of friend that I make in my life, I've realized I need to be aligned with a lot of things.
What does that look like?
Like it looks like our lifestyles can be super, super different in the sense of like I can't be friends with someone personally. And this is also not that I have anything against those people, but for me to be friends with someone, I need our lifestyle to match.
To have a lot of commonality.
Yeah. It's like, I can't really be, it made sense. I can't really be friends with someone that is like going out all the time to like the club or like a big part of their social life lies in those types of spaces.
But what if she's a great person and she can call you for anything?
But someone that is into that does not make someone not a great person. But for me personally, I get an ick when it comes to these types of places. I just personally don't like the club.
We
went to Vegas, and when I was in the club, my most recent club experience, I was like, this is another big confirmation how much I don't like this stuff. I just don't. I don't.
And I get it. I think everybody understood.
You should go to the club now, just as an experiment to just see how much you don't like
it. I know exactly how I'm going to feel.
Exactly.
You know how many times I went to the club just because my friend wanted to go to the club and I was in there looking like I want to leave?
Doesn't that kind of not...
Should we do an episode on going to the club?
Now that it's summer and we're out and about, I love smelling good, and Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil smells just like summer in a bottle with all natural ingredients. Uplifting notes of mango, mandarin, grapefruit, lime, and cypress. This body oil is clinically proven to instantly improve your skin's elasticity and deeply moisturize. I'm seriously telling you, every time I use it, I get this post-vacation glow as if I just returned from a tropical getaway. I love knowing Osea is woman-founded and led skincare that is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate neutral certified. It's super rich but not greasy, which is very important to me, and it leaves my skin so glowy and toned. Get healthy and glowing skin for summer with clean vegan skin and body care from Osea. You can get 10% off of your first order site wide with code WTJ at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to oseamalibu.com and use code WTJ for 10% off. Skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome, because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month. So so it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VS01 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VS01 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed and I get to build up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ.
Club
maybe
culture.
Like we'll go club. Maybe we should go to the club and do like a big observing together.
Oh,
be like a fly on the wall, and then we'll do like a story time about it.
Okay, let me write it down. Club culture. No, we need that. That's gonna be a good episode, but you can go ahead.
But I was gonna say, like, that friend that made you want to go to the club or dragged you to the club, like, didn't that kind of put you off of that friend because it's like this is their shit and this is so not your shit?
Not really.
Be honest.
Okay, let me be honest right now, right? Not really, because this is what they do on the weekend. And I don't necessarily, like I told you, I don't have to hang out with someone all the time for me to consider them a best friend. Now, I will say that person wasn't my best friend.
That's true.
Okay.
We are talking about best friends, which I feel like in this episode, it's probably going to get blurred between like regular friend, whatever that means, and best
but
friend.
But I'm just saying I can have a best friend who enjoys that stuff.
I can't. Can you imagine any of your best friends that you think about, like as you were explaining earlier,
yeah,
any of them being like heavy clubbers or no, heavy like going out of the bars and
nah,
shit?
I can't.
There has to be like certain things for everyone. There's certain things that everyone maybe has to have aligned in some way.
Hold on, I'm trying to make sure that I don't just, because sometimes when I, hold on, do I have a problem if my best friend
it's
goes
not a
to
problem.
The club all the time?
I just know that I will not be.
Well, no, because
there will be a limit to my friendship with this person.
Okay, so which makes that the problem.
But that can also be okay.
Yes. I think someone, I don't have any friends who club heavily. I will say that.
Okay.
Like, not even a best friend, like, just even a regular friend. I mean, if this is what they do, that's fine. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with the club. Sometimes I did have fun when I went out to the club. I did.
Okay.
But
also
most times,
when I went to the club, I was like kind of having fun, but like
most times I didn't. Cause I'm not about to go and dance my ass off in the club.
And it's just not really that fun.
A lot of the times there's a lot of cool guys standing around with the drink, hunting, trying to find a girl. Who can I feel like, I don't want to generalize, but I mean, from what I've observed, When the guys go out to the club,
let's not get into all that right now.
No. Hold on a second. I'm trying to say something. People go out to the club to have fun. If you're single, you go out to the club to have fun. But then also, if I can find somebody that I like and dance with, or whatever.
Okay.
As you should, I'd be down to, you know, connect with whoever I meet, right?
Perfect example. When I went to Vegas, I totally heard what you said. But when I went to Vegas, everybody that I was with, the group of girls that I was with, everybody was taken.
Okay.
Either married, in a relationship, about to be married.
All right.
So nobody was looking in the girl group.
Okay.
So I would say that's my first club experience. This is so off topic, but go with it. This is my first club experience where I went and I didn't even think of looking at anything.
Really?
Honestly, the only reason why I was there, is because like the bachelorette, the bride to be wanted to go. So like that's why we were there in the first place.
Mm.
So it was kind of like going wherever the person we're celebrating wants to go. So that's all I was thinking about. And another thing too, I was just thinking about like who the DJ was. Cause you know, we got to see Metro Boomin, which was cool. So I was like more interested to see like him.
Shout out Metro Boomin.
Get like a good view of him at his set.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And then it's like whatever music he was playing, it's like dancing the music. But the music was kind of ass. So it wasn't that good.
How familiar were you with Metro Boomin before you went to see him?
I mean, not much. I just know he's a producer. And I know like he was somewhat part of the DJ, the Drake Kendrick beef. But like, it's just one of those people that like, you know, and it's like, oh, cool, let's go see him because it's like, it's somebody.
Why was the music bad?
He just played hella shit that I didn't know. So that's why for me it was bad. Because like, I go to the club, so if you don't, music I know.
So if you don't know something, it's bad.
Well, no.
You just said that.
Music can also be good and I don't know it. Mm. So the music, I didn't know it and it was bad.
Okay. That's very unlikely for Metro Boomin because he's him, you know? He's that guy. But anyways.
Yeah, so I wanna get into, so yeah, for me, for best friends in general, and just for friends, okay? Mm-hmm. Because let's get into this, okay? I don't believe in best friends as an adult, okay? This might be controversial. This might be, pessimistic or negative or a Debbie Downer or of a hater. But I just don't see like the term best friend was learned by my brain was like 14-year-old, 12-year-old Alia going to Canada and the way that like girls talked about like, she's like my best friend. And it's like it's so childhood to me. Okay. And the idea of like having like one person who's best friend. And then it's like my best friend this week is Christina. But last week, my best friend was Caitlin. And it changes all the time. And it's like,
it doesn't change. And it's doesn't like change.
One's best friend. They have to be like each other's best friends. Like you're not going to be best friends with someone who's not your best friend. And it's like a whole thing of like, oh, but that's her best friend. So I can't be her best friend. Like it's a stupid shit. And I don't know why to me, that logic around best friends has kind of stayed where now as an adult, I also am not in touch with any really like childhood friends, high school friends. I went to college during COVID, so I didn't make any college friends. So all of the friends that I have in my life right now, I made in my adult life since I've been 20. Like all the people that I know now and that I'm friends with now, I met after I was 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I will not say that I have a best friend because to me, I don't know why that sounds immature.
I don't think it sounds immature. I don't get, like, why do you think it
the
sounds immature?
The concept of a best friend to me is not realistic because...
No, I get it. Yeah. Like
the
when
way,
you're,
God, I don't know, calling someone a best friend sounds like...
Yeah, no, you don't do that. I feel like you don't really do that as an adult. Oh, yeah, that's my best friend.
Like I say, like, that's like my really good friend. I that's like my super close friend.
But you can say it like you, even you can know that someone is your best friend, but you don't like, I think that term just kind of like maybe just died down a little bit.
What is the difference between a really good friend, a really close friend and a best friend? Think about in your life right now, you have various friends.
Mm-hmm.
Think about a person that you consider like, oh, this is like my really good friend. I love talking to them. I love hanging out with them.
Okay.
They're a great person. Like, great person.
Yeah.
And then another person that it's like, I would call this person my best friend. What's the difference between them?
I don't think there's a difference. I don't think there's a difference.
But would you call one and the other?
No. As an adult, no.
Like, are you considering all these people in your life like good, close friends?
Like, yes. No, not everyone. Like, there's levels.
Okay,
there's
what levels. What's the difference in the levels?
The level is because, well, maybe we don't talk as much.
Okay.
Maybe I don't call you like out of nowhere randomly.
Yo, so does Yoni like not hang out with people in real life? Because I feel like your friendships are all digital.
No, no, no. I hang out with people in real life, obviously. Okay. But I don't know. That's a good question. I think like when you're an adult, you don't really say this is my best friend and this is my really good friend.
I feel like...
You just said that's my homie. Or like you just said that's my friend. That's my bro. That's my... I don't know. But I haven't said this is my best friend in a long time.
When someone asks you like...
Or you could say this is one of my best friends. I can say that.
One of my best friends.
This is like one of my best friends. Like when you talking about your friend, whatever, and then you telling a story and you're like, you know, this is like one of my best friends and we did this and we went there because that's one of my best friends.
I just say this is one of my really close friends.
Really close. Why are you staying away from...
Because best friends to me doesn't sound real. Like to me, it has such less weight because to me, it gives me this... I don't know what it is, but I don't know why it gives me this like immaturity level of looking at a friendship. And please, if you have best friends, if you call people your best friend, I don't know your friend. I don't know you.
Are you calling?
I don't know your relationship. So I don't want you to feel like I'm judging you or anything. I'm saying me, I would not personally, the way that I feel about the term best friend, I just don't have anyone in my life I would give that type of like
label to,
because it when I call someone like my really good or my really close friend, to me that has way more weight.
It's my best friend. I don't know. I feel like best friend is pretty heavy too.
I don't know why for me I left it so in like my childhood life that it feels like fake or it feels like...
Did you have a best friend just ever?
I did.
Okay.
And it was such a thing that we were like each other's best friends. And it's like, it's known that Alia and so-and-so are best friends.
Okay,
and
but...
we were roommates and like all this thing.
So did you like it?
I mean, in the moment, yeah, I like as a kid, I wasn't like being forced to be best friends with this person.
I think as an adult...
But it was such a like label heavy thing.
Yes, but I think as an adult, let's say you have two different individuals who are close, really, really close. You want to do something, you call up that friend. Hey, you want to go here? Let's meet up. You guys are always together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
We can all agree that quality time is precious and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options. And Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja-style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BADLANDSranch.com/save50 today.
It's almost like you can't see one without the other.
Mm-hmm.
People understand that this is a best friend relationship.
I don't have anyone like that in my life.
Exactly.
Because I also am married and you are actually my best friend.
Exactly. So people who are close like that, like those two individuals that I said, they are best friends. They're not going to wear shirts and say, "Ooh, I'm your best friend and she's my best friend." But they understand that they're best friends, but they may not verbally say it.
Do you have someone like that? No, right?
That I'm every day that I'm going doing stuff with.
Because what about also, I feel like when you're in a relationship, you can't really have a best friend like that because it's like you're like in a relationship.
No, in the sense
of like, why are you showing up constantly with someone else?
This is a different topic for a different day.
No, because you just described as like a best friend is someone that it's like you don't see one without the other. You could say that about us. When do you ever really see Yoni without me? Or the other way?
Never.
Not really that often.
Yeah.
And not necessarily that all relationships are this way.
So how come you can call me?
But I'm also trying to think of other people and other couples.
So how come you can call me your best friend and you can't call someone else your best friend?
Because you are genuinely my best friend. I tell you everything. I want to spend most of my time with you. I want to hang out with you all the time. I can literally tell you anything and everything.
So if you had a friend.
There's no one in my life and I can't imagine I have you. So there's no way that I can have another best friend at this level.
Because why would you need that, right?
Because I don't need. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like you got two legs. You ain't need a third.
Okay. That's fair.
But then all of the people that, like, if somebody asked me, like, oh, who are your friends, like, now in your life? And I could give you, like, a good list. And they're all so different. And they're all so, I have so, like, my personal relationship with them. And, but, like, they all also have their own lives. Like, to me, it seems like to be each other's best friend.
Your life gotta be together.
Yeah.
Like, you guys gotta have the same life.
You gotta be, like, hanging out and spending hella time together.
I think that's why best friends in school or high school, middle school was such a thing. Because you show up to, you guys are showing up. You see them more than you see your own family.
Yes. And you're also like when you're at school, like you sit together, you eat together, you hang out together, you do homework together, you leave together, you drive together. That's your best friend.
That's your best friend.
But it's like that's what we're doing.
Yeah. So when you're an adult, I feel like you don't have those settings anymore.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it's not so much like out of all these people in this school, this is the person that I match with the most and I have the most fun with. Yeah, you can have still best friend. But I feel like in an adult life, it's very different.
Well, also because in an adult life, even if you're not in a relationship, it's like you got shit to do. You got to go to work. You got to just do your own thing. Like, you could be maybe your best friends if you're best friends with your roommate.
Yeah.
I don't know why. To me, like, that's how I view. That's how I just perceive the term best friends. It has a very, like young connotation just for me.
If you have a best friend out there, let us know what if this is connecting somehow. Are we totally off? Because I agree with you, but I still think that the concept of best friend exists. Like, two individuals may think that about each other. Like, this is my I can think of a few people in my head right now. There are my group of best friends. Okay, if I want to go on a trip somewhere and I got to select out of all the people that I know, there's like a group of people that I would say, this is who I want to go to, this is who I want to go with,
but that doesn't
because they are my best friends. They're like my, I'm closest to them, or like I like them the most.
Okay, let's say if you lived in the same city, would you hang out all the time?
Anytime I want to do something, I'm hitting up the group chat of my best friends. Who else would I go with? Unless it's something specific for like a because, you know, sometimes you have friends for different shit. You have your basketball friends. You have your music friends. You have your skateboard friends. You have your friends that just talk about random. I have like different pockets of friends.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not all best friends. They're just a friend for whatever is necessary in my life. You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
So, but I will say that you can have a few friends who stand out. And those would be the friends you go on a trip with.
Mm.
Just because I meet someone at the basketball court and we're really good, I never talk to them unless it's about playing basketball.
Okay, that is, now we're just talking about friends.
Yeah.
But.
Do you get what I'm saying with different friends with different, like different things in your life?
No, I get it. But for me to even call you a close friend, you can't be an activity-based friend.
No, I never said that was.
Yeah, so I wouldn't even. Because for me, for you, for someone to be a best friend, they got to be a close friend first anyways.
Does your friend have to know your, does your best friend have to know your family?
No.
I feel like that's some shit that some people might, like if you don't know my mom, you're not my best friend.
My mom don't live here. Like she's far. She's like on the other coast. I definitely hear you. My next follow-up question to what you just said is, would you say history plays a role in the best friends that you are thinking right now? Does history play a role? If those friends you didn't know for the amount of years that you do,
talk to me,
how would that be different?
If I didn't know them, I think,
does the fact that you know these people for the amount of time that you do, and they've known you for years, mm-hmm. and they've known you go through this, then that, then this, then that, how much of that contributes to their best friend label?
I think it's definitely more than like 50%. Like it's important to how long I know someone.
Yeah.
To me is important, but also how close we are. Like if I know you for 10, 20 years
mm-hmm.
and we are close like to this day, you're one of my best friends.
What does close mean?
I call you, you know what I've been through, you know my, because if you know me that long, you know my family.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? That is a best friend. Now, I can also meet someone here in New York, and it's just been a few months. I can see best friend qualities in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this will probably become like a close friend of mine years down the line, or even just now already. I don't really like to put time on
friendship.
Like if I meet you and we click right away, you're the homie. That's it. Like I feel like I can, and I start with trusting people from the beginning.
Yeah.
You have to like kind of
do something
to lose that trust.
To go in the negative.
Exactly. I don't go the other way around. Like I don't know you, so I'm gonna have my wall up and all that. I don't do that.
Yeah, I would say.
So I
can't really like comment on that, on the history thing personally, because I just don't have, it just didn't work out for me to like keep in touch with people. Like I have very like a lot of friends that were just there for like a phase in my life, whether it was like I was in school, then after school I was like in the dance program, then I did that, after that I was in college. And in college, because I didn't really like meet people, honestly, and then it was COVID, and then it was online school, and then I really didn't meet anyone. So I don't have like any college friends at all.
Damn.
And then, yeah.
Yo, that's crazy.
I know.
You went to college and you have no, like, you know how many people I know from college that I'm still friends with?
Yeah, I didn't meet anyone. I didn't meet anyone that.
I feel like you were the type of student that you show up to class, you go home. Like, yeah. It's in and it's business.
Nobody gave me a vibe that I was like, I'm trying to talk to you.
Me in school, I was like, let me find the cafeteria. Let me see what's going on.
Yeah.
I was talking to people.
This was also like, I went to college after I was like at a ballet school where like everybody's like really artsy and like. I don't know. I just didn't make any connections. Whatever happened, happened. But I'm not like, I don't feel some type of way about it.
Would you say you didn't care to?
I didn't really care to make friends. Okay. But.
Do you regret it?
Not at all.
Okay.
Because it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is like all of the friends that I would say are like truly my friends today. Not all, but like majority I met in the last year since being in New York. I feel like this is the first time that I had to and was forced to intentionally make friendships. Because when I was in Seattle, I was like, the people that I know are the people that I know. I'm not trying to meet new people. There was just, it's kind of weird the way that I never thought about it. I never was like seeking out meeting new people. I was never seeking out friendships. I was never seeking out
I feel like the people that I met
you just met them.
Yeah. Like I was never like, how can I make friends this year?
Yeah, I wasn't like looking for opportunities to get to know a stranger and potentially like become friends with them. Like here, I feel like anytime I meet someone and we get to like chit chat a little bit and then it becomes more of like a connection, I'm like, oh, this has potential. And I like write it down and I'm like, oh, like let's exchange phone numbers. Like we should hang out. And like I am much more intentional with like creating a bond with people, mm-hmm. you know, because we didn't have anyone here when we moved. I like literally. So everyone,
I know a few people here.
Okay, well,
congratulations.
So it's just really interesting because I don't have like much history with people that I know now that I hang out with on a regular basis, because for me like if we really, even though I said like the best friends term, I don't really use that because I just don't, it doesn't work for me. Why you make that face?
No. I actually had to just like close my eyes for a second because the wind was blowing my face.
Oh. I really don't want anyone to think that I'm, if you have a best friend, I'm glad you do. Because clearly if you have that type of person in your life that you call a best friend, that's your best friend.
But I could have a best friend and that's my best friend and there's nothing wrong with that.
Like that's not what I'm trying to say. There's nothing wrong with it. But for me, for some reason, the term best friend just doesn't make sense in my life.
Okay, so what if I call him something else, but it's still my best friend?
I just don't like the term best friend.
You just hate it. Yo, if there's a movie if there's a movie that comes out and it's called Best Friend, I is not watching it. If there's a song that comes out and it's called Best Friend,
it has nothing to do with that.
I feel like you just hate the term because it sounds childish. Best friend. It's like you put it in such a cartoon category.
I feel like it's so divisive off of from your like other friends. It's like, oh, this one friend is better than all of these.
I mean, that's very possible.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I don't see myself having... I have you as my best friend. Maybe, I married my best friend. So I guess that's it.
Maybe you never
got... Like, I'll never have someone that can get even close...
To what we have
yet. To what we have.
Oh, hell no.
So in no way can I call anyone my best friend. Because to me, like, that's what... This is what a best friend means to me.
Okay, so do you think that you can be in a relationship and then have a best friend?
No, because why would I? Guy or girl? Like, why would I?
Sometimes it's good to have a separation from your relationship.
But I have friends. I have other friends that are great and I'm close to and I hang out with all the time. And I feel great when we're together. And I'm looking forward to building history with them and experiencing life in New York with them. And building my friendships that I have. Because they're just going to get stronger and stronger.
So what if one of them become a best... Like, you just feel like, man, this is really my girl. And that's my best friend. Like I can't see that happening. You can't see that happening, or you just don't care to get that close to someone.
I mean, kind of both. I'm not seeking out a best friend. Like, no. I'm not looking for like, ooh, I'm looking for my girl.
Okay.
Because also, I don't know, like for some reason, the way that like women can be so attached at the hip kind of bothers me a little bit. And I think it goes back to that conversation I had where like sometimes women like enable each other and like the loyalty between women, sometimes it's like to a fault where like they will support each other no matter what and won't call each other on like their bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that type of behavior happening in female friendships that call each other best friends.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
From just like observing.
Yeah.
Personally. And I don't know, it's weird because I've even heard like some girls being like, oh yeah, this is my best friend, but then she talks shit about her best friend to me.
Yeah,
and it's that weird, and I don't know why. Like, to me, it seems kind of like a childish like label on a relationship you have in your an adult life, that you like just slap it on something. But like, what does it actually mean? Yeah. Maybe for me, the word best friend has such a deep and solidified and like high up their term.
It sounds like it,
that I just can't give it to anybody. I don't know. Not that it's so priceless.
Yeah,
but I think you're just my best friend. That's it.
Well, you're my best friend too, by the way. Okay.
Yeah, you better say
that. Yeah. But I do want to say that you brought up something just now when you were talking about best friends talking shit to each other, like you
about
know
that, each other.
Yeah, like you know they're best friends, but
and
then
call
one
each
day,
other best friends.
Yeah, and then one day she calls you, and then she's like, "Yeah, you know, she did this and that." I could never do that to my friends, right? So, way back in the day, something like that happened, right? Mm. And I would see, you know, it's a big group of friends, whatever, we're all hanging out. And then one of the guys is not there and we're all doing something else, right?
What do you mean?
Like, you're all doing something? Let's say you couldn't make it to our next hangout.
Okay.
And we're all just hanging out.
Without me.
Yeah, without you. And then one of the people who we're all hanging out with is talking shit about you.
The guy that didn't go.
That you're not there.
Yeah.
And I'm your friend too.
Yeah.
Like a good friend. I don't really go with it. I feel like people tend to just go with a joke. Let's say you're making fun of that person who's not there or whatever, but you know that they're also friends. I don't play with that, because it will make me not want to be your friend.
Yeah.
You know? I would disconnect from that person that day. If you're talking shit about your friend, that friend doesn't have to be my friend. Cause then I just know that if I'm not there, you can talk shit about me anytime.
And that's exactly.
And that happens a lot.
Yeah.
We've all done it.
But see, that's why I don't have a best friend.
Yeah.
Because, like, for you to call someone your best friend, but then you talk shit about them behind their back.
Nah, it's weird. But, I mean, a best friend doesn't mean they're perfect, okay?
Yeah, but just because someone is talk shit to someone that also, like, or, like, share their business.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know. I've seen things like that before. And it makes me feel like...
It's pointless.
It makes me feel like, are you guys actually best friends? Or is it just like a cute term you give each other?
Yeah.
To be like, oh, we're like, it's us against all of you.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I would say I definitely have a group of best friends that I call my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I have... And it's always a group of four. I have four best friends, I would say, in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I have my best friends in Belgium. And then I'm getting to know people here in New York, which they're all great.
I was going to say, I absolutely don't believe in history. I don't care if I've known you forever, that I don't care.
I mean, yeah.
I can be hella close and like super amazing friend chemistry with someone that I just met 2 days ago.
No,
and
same.
I can't wait to hang out with them again.
Same.
And like build that friendship, get to know them, do hella shit with them. I love that.
And
I would say I have hella people in my life now that I feel that way about. And it feels so great.
Yeah.
Way better than someone that I was like friends with just because like I knew them for a long time.
Yeah.
That to me, history and a friendship doesn't mean shit. I'm sorry.
History and a friendship doesn't mean
like,
shit.
Just
Let me
because
think about
we've
that.
Known each other for a super long time. I've heard so many people that keep people in their lives and keep people in this best friend thing.
Because they've known them for a while.
And then they tell me, like, oh, well, you know, it's like, yeah, like, that's my best friend, you know, but like, I've known for her a long time.
We grew up together.
But we're not really that close anymore. So I'm like, so what? How are you best friends?
Yeah. No, I get it. Just because you grew up with someone don't mean that they have to be your best friend today.
But they still call each other that.
Yeah, no, that's...
So everybody, I think it's like a very... There's a lot of nuance of how you can interpret the term.
Yeah.
But... we do also, and I don't want to speak out of pocket, but I do feel like there could also be a difference. And we recently talked about this when we went...
Men and women.
When we had our picnic for my birthday, I don't know why I said our, when we had my picnic for my birthday, and I invited a bunch of my, you know, New York friends, my new friends to the picnic. And it was kind of interesting because it was the first time that I was like bringing together a group of people that like nobody knew each other. And I feel like everyone is pretty distinctly different, but it worked out great. And what was my point going to be to this? Oh yeah. And we talked in the moment. I remember we were talking about, I think I brought up or someone brought up like
probably me,
the difference in how like women value friendships, but also like take friendships very seriously.
Oh yeah.
Especially women with other women, like women friendships, we take them really seriously. We like look at them with this thing.
Yeah.
With this heaviness, with this importance, yeah. With this
guys
complexity.
Guys don't do that shit at all.
Yeah. So I think that's also what's happening here.
Have you ever seen that meme that guys see each other one time, you say, what's up? Next time it's like,
yeah.
And each time you see each other, it's like the greeting becomes like bigger, right? Mm-hmm. And that's real. That's from real life, right? So, but I feel like with women, it's not really like that. But I don't know. Maybe that's not true.
Okay, but like how much?
But I think it's also just specifically a guy thing. You see someone, you say what's up to him, you start talking. Oh, I have this get together. You want to come? Oh, yeah, cool. I don't know if it's the same with women. If I'm wrong, please let me know because I don't know.
I've never experienced that or heard any women talk about that kind of interaction.
Happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay, so let's say you have like that friend or that guy that you see in the building and then you're like, okay, cool, we should hang out or whatever. It's like,
it's not my best friend.
Okay.
So what are you saying?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let us know what you guys think. I hope that I explained myself the best way that I could. Because again, if you are someone, I just hope that if you, maybe this helped you figure out like what best friends mean to you now that you're an adult. Because just friends in adulthood is different. But then when you're a kid, we've explained that and talked about that many times in many episodes. But I don't know. That's just like how I feel. That's a lot of people call each other best friends simply because of history, because they've known each other for a long time, because once upon a time they were best friends when they were in high school, seeing each other all the time, when they were in college, also seeing each other all the time. Maybe they were roommates. Cool. But now, and I know friendships change, and I've experienced and recently have been experiencing a lot of like friendships morphing and changing and updating to who you are and who they are in your life and blah, blah, blah.
Editing the friendship status.
Yeah. But I think it's okay to also admit that like a friendship, like, yeah, we were best friends at one point because that's also like how it felt in the moment, but now we're not anymore. I feel like some people don't make that. Some people don't accept that, how like a friendship can change that way.
Cause a lot of people also just stay in that friendship
and still claim it as a best friendship,
but they're not being their best self. Like, it's kind of like,
Don't think they're actively being best friends.
You know, something really random that I thought about, it's, you know, when you follow someone on Instagram for a very long time, they're just a person that you just be following for a very long time. One day you're scrolling and you're like, why do I follow this person? Why? Like, I don't, but then now I feel bad for unfollowing them because you know, when
it's like a direct rejection.
Yes, but it's also like I've known you for so long, even though you might have never even met in person.
Oh. You don't even know this person in real life.
No, you just somehow followed each other. And now it's been like 4 years and you're like, yo, I don't need to see this. I mean, they're cool. There's no problem with them.
But do people keep track of who follows them?
I don't know. I mean, the apps don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
The apps that you can see such and such. Yo, I used to be on those apps. If you don't follow me, guess what? I give you 24 hours. If that was a mistake, you can fix it. And I just used to unfollow people who unfollow me. Like, I used to take it so personally. And like, I don't know why, but now I don't even care. You know, but back in the day, like, I used to go on the app and then sometimes I would get so hurt. Like, I would see a person who I thought we were so cool with. Mm. Like, we were so cool, right? And then I see this person unfollowed me, I would take it so personally. I'd be like, damn, I almost wanted to like message them. That's how cool I thought we were.
Damn, but I also don't think someone unfollowing me means that we're not cool. I know plenty of people that like don't follow me, but we're cool in real life. I could care less. But yeah, I think it's also because I have a very specific relationship with Instagram, where it's like my job. I don't, you know.
Yes, me with.
Yeah. I don't think you care.
No, I don't think I care anymore at all. But I used to care before. That's why I got the app. I was like, "I'm a. You think you're slick?
Like I care. I'm gonna find you. I care way more about like, you know, even when I meet people, I'm like, oh, can I give me your number? But other people are always like, oh, what's your Instagram? It's like, I don't want to be on, like friends on Instagram.
No, but also too, what's your Instagram? Then you follow them and then it's just like, damn, now I got.
But like, I don't know you. I just met you. Yeah. And it's going to be a whole thing that it's like, I follow and then and I have to unfollow you because maybe I don't like your shit, but I like you.
But the cool thing about Instagram is that you can see what they're into because you don't know them, right?
Yeah, but so that's the cool thing with Instagram. I get to know people old school. I don't want to have to like see like everything you're into, what you post, what's your blah blah blah. Like I don't know, I'm just way more like when I click with people in real life.
I feel like to me, Instagram, you're actually this is so because some people don't even have Instagram, and I kind of envy those people.
I love when I hear people that don't have Instagram. Like, I have a friend that I met at Run Club, and then she told me that she doesn't have like any social media at all, really. And I love that.
Shout out to everyone who listens to the podcast and does not have an Instagram, okay?
Yeah. If you don't have an Instagram, comment down below right now. I don't have an Instagram.
If you don't have like a YouTube, if you don't have a YouTube page and you're still somehow watching this.
A YouTube page.
Like a YouTube account.
I mean, everybody has a Gmail. Like if you have an email account, you have
shout out to everyone who doesn't have a Gmail. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, anyways.
No, but it's cool to not have Instagram, but obviously I love Instagram. I love Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it, and I will always have it as long as it exists. I kind of I never want it to go away.
Probably won't.
Okay? Also, for the people who hate Instagram and think it's toxic or whatever like that, I totally understand and hear you, but also just realize that it's about who you follow. So if you follow like...
It's also just addictive as an app. So it's not necessarily that because I don't follow anyone and I'm still on Instagram way too much.
Okay, but I'm saying for the people who think it's bad for my, you know, self-esteem or whatever like that, you're looking at the wrong shit.
Yeah, but also follow there's things. An explore page. That's what I'm saying. Like, don't go on Reels it. Or something. Okay, well then I'm just not going to use the app then. You want me to not follow people that like make me feel some type of way, cool, but then you also want Instagram to not give me some shit I don't like. There will always be something that is going to make you feel some type of way about yourself because that's just how the app works.
Okay, can I tell you what my explore page looks like?
Okay.
Camera stuff, sports stuff, and I love it. It's a healthy thing. Now, why would I see things that make me feel like uncomfortable? That means that you're looking at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
so if you're looking
human
at good
nature, you're gonna click on some shit.
Exactly. So explore page. That's not an excuse. My explore page is beautiful. I love it.
Trying to make an excuse for what?
No, because you just said but maybe the explore page.
I just think the way you're saying it, it's not like we all click like, oh, these are my interests. Like Instagram's algorithm is so much smarter that it can see in your subconscious, and it can get you.
Nah, my explore page is exactly what I like to see. I have jeans. I have shoes. I have sports, maybe like some hair stuff, and that's it. But
anyways, guys, I think it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah, it's time to wrap it up. We're going over to Patreon, and we're going to be speaking about...
We're actually going to be doing a follow-up episode. Yoni totally just forgot what we're talking about.
I always forget. It's a Q&A.
It's like a Q&A submissions advice session talking about thoughts on marriage. Because if you guys didn't, if you're not a member, then you don't know that our last Patreon episode was about whether or not we consider marriage hard. We've been married for almost 3 years in November. And do we consider it hard? What do people mean when they say marriage is hard? It was a great episode. A lot of people really loved it. If it sounds like something that's interesting, just so you know, on the Patreon, you can always see previews of our episodes. We usually give like a minute or a 2 minute preview of each episode of like a juicy part to get you to like sign up. So we would love it if you guys checked out the Patreon if you are not a member. And we get a little bit more spicy on there, a little bit more like free and feel like we're in a safe space where we can share our opinions, even though clearly I feel like it's a safe space here too, because I'd be saying shit.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. So thank you guys for listening. Let us know if you're watching us on YouTube. Let us know if you guys still have best friends. If you have like an old best friend, like give me like the rundown on your best friend. If you have one in your life, like tell me, is there background history? Is it a new friend? Is it like a real best friend? Or is it like one of those best friends that used to call each other best friends, but you actually kind of don't like each other anymore and you kind of don't want to be best friends anymore? Like, let me know.
Damn. For some reason, I don't relate to those scenarios.
I don't want to say it's a girl thing, but it might be a girl thing. Girls, let me know.
Yeah, they will.
Let me know. And that's it.
Yeah, that's it. I'm out. Shout out to everyone who's on the way to work right now. I hope you got there on time. Shout out to everyone who is... you know, working on, I don't know, I feel like every episode now I want to, because people always say, they DM me, they say, oh, you know, this is what I'm doing and you gave me a shout out and I was in the middle of doing the thing.
Oh, okay,
and I felt
okay,
so
okay,
like
okay,
seen
okay.
and spoken
I mean
to.
Like, you know, shout out to anyone who's listening, like whoever is listening right now and you're doing something else while listening.
Yeah. Like, we appreciate you. Like, we really spend this whole beautiful time with you. Which
yes.
is, and also, if you're not doing anything, you could just be watching this on the TV. Some of y'all got like some fire ass setups.
Oh, TV setups?
Yeah, TV with like skyline in the background. I'm like, damn, where do y'all live?
Wait, I gotta see that one.
Yeah.
All right, we love y'all. We're gonna jump over to Patreon. If you're a member, we're gonna see you there. If you're not,
still, our love. Still, shout out to you. We'll see you next week.
See you guys on Wednesday, as always. We appreciate you. I hope that you guys just know how much you mean to us, because the podcast as a whole is truly our baby, and Yoni and I get to share it, and it's such a special thing that we get to share in our, you know, relationship together, being able to be business partners and be creative here. It's honestly priceless. So
you said it best, babe.
I know.
You,
I got the words flowing out of me today.
Yeah, you said it best. While you were saying, I was just like, I'm gonna just let you go say it all.
Okay, we're actually gonna close out now.
All right, bye.
Bye.